Okay. Linda, ready? Okay. Yelena, well done. Into the final here. Just talk through your thoughts on the match and how well you played today.
Thank you. Yeah, it was not an easy match. She was hitting a lot of strong shots, but I think I was playing well and managed to win it in two sets today.
I asked the same question I did to you yesterday. What, how would you rate yourself today from 1 to 10? And what was really the part of your game that you really liked the most today?
Today maybe 8, 9 also. I think in the right moments, like when I needed to be more consistent, I was playing well.
Okay. I just remember like a few years ago, maybe probably the serve was bothering you a little bit, but I felt like lately, especially this week, is really helping you. Like, it's finding some crucial points, giving you many free points. Did you change something in the toss, or you just feel more comfortable with it?
It's nothing about serve. It's more about just being stronger mentally.
Congratulations. You talked about the search for perfectionism on the court. I remember Agassi wrote that in his book that he was also looking for perfect, but it was not good for him because it doesn't exist. Is it something you work on not to look for that, or is it good for you to look for that?
I think it's not a good idea to look for that because nobody's ever perfect. So it's like to set such a high standard, it's sometimes working against you.
You thank the crowd a lot. That's very kind, obviously. And is that also a hint that you need a lot of support, or that it is very important for you, for your match, for your game?
I just like to play on a big stages, and I think the crowd here is really nice, and it's always like full stadium, and it's like really nice to see that.
Hi, Elena, and congratulations for the final now. I've read something before the match, and for me it was really crazy to see that. This will be your only third final on clay, actually.
Oh, really? I didn't see the stats.
Yeah. This was the same for us because, you know, knowing you for such a long time, from 2017, it felt like you had lots of finals on clay, but it's only the third one. How do you see it?
I think I always played well on clay, and especially here, the clay is indoors, and I think it fits my game pretty well, so yeah.
Yelena, you have won here in doubles already, 2017, a short period before your great breakthrough. Is that somewhere in the backyard of your mind? Have you some memories about that incident?
I remember I got a really nice bike, a Porsche bike. I still have it. It's a really fast one, yeah. But I'm just going to enjoy tomorrow. And it's really great to be in the final and just give it all.
Okay, now talking about Porsche bike, you have another prize, eyes to the prize tomorrow. How would you see yourself in that electric Porsche Macan?
First, I have to win, and then we will see.
Okay. Diego.
I just remember yesterday you were talking about how you also like watch other players to understand how to play against them, but I want to ask if you also watch yourself back when you're at home, maybe on YouTube, if there is a particular match that you like so much from the past that you're still looking at it on the internet, for example.
I look some of my matches, of course, to analyze what I did wrong, but particular, I don't know, maybe Roland Garros final, I don't know, I like that match.
Could you give a quick outlook on the maybe final against Sabalenka? It looks like Sabalenka or Paolini.
Yeah, I mean, any of them is, both are good players, but I have to do what I have to do and focus more on myself.
Would you have to adapt the game against Sabalenka because it could be a very fast final?
I mean, I played a few times against her and I know what I have to do. I just have to like focus on that, what I have to do.
One last question for me. How do you feel the other players in the tour are thinking about your game?
I honestly don't care much what they're thinking. I just care about myself and about things I have to do, because there will be always haters, lovers, so it doesn't matter. Like, haters only make you stronger.